Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good morning and welcome to the show today. Well, we have a dynamic show, so we're not going to waste a single minute of these 30 minutes. We have about 27 minutes left to the letter. I want to introduce my wonderful, wonderful guest. Welcome to the show, and Mr. Versi Walker, God bless you. How are you today?
You know, well, good morning. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Oh, listen, I am just fantastic. I tell you, I was so blessed to have made the connection with you. So I tell you, I'm just really, really excited about all of these social network things out there like Facebook and Twitter, these kinds of things, because you talk about, you know, we hear people talk about 6 degrees of separation. Well, it is so real. But you are, I found out that you are an author. You have a background in finance. You've worked on Wall Street in New York. Now you're this powerful author, also a life coach. You grew up in the wonderful, wonderful area of the north side of Chicago and then on to the south side of Chicago. I tell you, you have a rich, rich, dynamic background, so I'm just going to allow you to take it away. I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself, how did your life evolve and to the place where you would be on the show today to talk about this awesome book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, a 200-page book. I mean, that right there alone is not easy to do. So you take it away. Just kind of walk us through your life, success, and anything else you want to share with us, and I'll be back in a moment with some follow-up questions.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, I did grow up in Chicago, on both the north and south sides of Chicago. I lived at one point about a mile and a half away from one of the most notorious housing projects there is, which is Cabrini Green Housing Project, during the 60s and 70s. And oftentimes, as a young male, not having a lot of role models, male role models, I grew up with my aunties, my grandmother, and my mom. So I had to find pretty much a voice in a predominantly female-dominated household or environment, and which wasn't always easy. And where I came from, success really wasn't written for most individuals such as myself. It wasn't going to be a great, high level of probability. And so in working in different companies and corporations, from companies such as credential, working for various banks as a financial advisor, including Bank of New York and J.P. Morgan Chase here in New York, I've had the opportunity to experience life on a different level, always visioning better and greater for myself, didn't know how I was going to get there. So when we talk about success and we talk about my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, a unique title and a great title, but it wasn't in my idea written that this would happen for me. And as I denote success, it's far different than other people. I don't look at the things that I have acquired, the things that I own. Those, I believe, are the trappings of success. When I became successful is when I had made up my mind that I will be able to be available for my children that I didn't even have at the time, but should they get sick and they need to be picked up from school, or they need to stay home, or just to be involved in their lives. And when I positioned myself in a professional arena as a financial advisor, I was able to do that. I was better able to dictate not only my income, but also my accessibility and availability. Now, on top of that, being a business owner and entrepreneur for the past 6 years, it just made that much more greater. And when writing my book, I'm thinking of titles, never written a book before, never so much as written a love letter, so I didn't know which way to go. And I'm just looking at various titles and struggling with even the covers of my book. And when we were going back and forth with the covers, we're looking at big houses, fancy cars, and I was really struggling with that because that did not, again, denote to me success. It only showed the trappings of success. So when we came up, or when I finally came up with the title, Success, How I Ended Up Here, my graphic designer decided to put me on the cover, showing that, again, this could be an African-American male who has, you know, made it up through the ranks, who lived in some unfavorable circumstances and conditions, but because I had a true desire, determination, belief, and faith in what I want to do and what I want to be, was able to make a great life for myself and for my family. And so this book, although I'm talking about sales, because I've been in sales for over 20 years, I'm talking about more so the principles and the fundamentals and the philosophies that successful people utilize regardless of what they do in life, regardless of what their vocation, avocation, or profession may be. There are certain habits that successful people employ. And this book embodies all of that, letting people know, I'm just like most of your listeners and most of the readers out there. I've had my challenges in life. I've had my struggles. So much as childhood obesity, struggles with feeling of inadequacy or uncertainty, not having a dad in my life to, again, validate a lot of my decisions and my emotions, I didn't know oftentimes which way to go. So I'm just like everyone else, but I've had an opportunity to succeed because I had a determination that failure wasn't an option. And because
okay.
I had...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was listening to your show yesterday, and you mentioned the part about Peter stepping out on the water, and no one else wanted to, and eventually Peter did sink, but he did first step on water. And that's going out and taking a leap of faith, which I've been able to do oftentimes. But this is my third business venture, me having a book and a publishing company is my third business venture in just the past 5 years. But what people don't realize is when Peter sank is when he let doubt seep in. So when he believed, he stood on that water. And I believe that if most of our, and your listeners and most of the people that we're associated with, if they believe, they can jump out on faith and they'll gain their wings as they come down. And the great thing about success is that success does leave a trail. It does leave evidence, and you can track it back.
That's awesome. You know, you said so many key things here. I was just jotting down, you know, a few notes on some of the things that you're saying, and I'm so glad that you're able to, you know, take the time to be here on the show. Also see that you are a coach, that you are out there in corporations helping business people, everyday business people, help them to gain the confidence that they need to also...
Right.
Success, and that's really great. Now, you said you had You have your own business now, your business owner. And what I want to ask you, what were your other two businesses, and how did you make the transition from working for someone else to working for yourself?
Okay, good question. And I believe, and I wanted to touch on the latter part, I believe that the transition for me was a lot more, it was a lot easier this time, and I say the word this time, is because I struggled years ago with straddling, you know, between a corporation or a job and then trying to do entrepreneurial endeavors on the side, and I didn't make that leap initially. And again, because of fear, thinking what people may say if I left this so-called proverbial good-paying job to go out and try something new. Now, I do live in New York now, and I've been on the East Coast for 8 years. When I moved from Chicago to the East Coast, I noticed that a lot of things that I had took for granted wasn't available. The cuisines, the restaurants, some of the atmospheric things that I grew up around. And I longed for those. So 5 years ago, I decided to open up Chicago-style gourmet popcorn company here in New York. Did not have any contacts, did not know how to manufacture popcorn, but I know what I like and I know what I felt that the community or the area in which I live would support. I then jumped on the phone and started making phone calls, but prior to making the phone calls, I already came up with the name, Hot and Poppin' Chicago-style gourmet popcorn. I came up with the logo and everything, but I started making phone calls back to the Midwest, back to Chicago, and companies were, you know, saying, no, we won't franchise, no, we won't support you, and found a black-owned and black-operated company on the south side of Chicago that made all-natural gourmet popcorn, from cheddar cheese to caramel to double-dip chocolate with peanuts. Great concept, great company. After, I think, contacting them over a two-month period, I said, you know what, I'll be in town. Can we sit down and talk? I went there and spoke with this family for over 2 hours. When I left out of there, I thought I was part of a new family. I felt that these individuals were my uncles and my aunties. They said, we will not give you the recipe, but we will allow you to have exclusive rights to the East Coast, and you can private label the popcorn. That began my endeavors to become an entrepreneur and owning my own business. Shortly thereafter, I was still working with J.P. Morgan Chase and also running the business. And a business partner of mine who was helping me with the initial part of the business, and that was just the retail, being out there in the malls, he decided he wanted to go back to Chicago. I was forced to make a decision. Standing in the mall at 11:30 in the morning, I decided to call J.P. Morgan Chase and tell them I'm no longer coming back.
Okay.
And at that moment, I moved forward. After owning that business and managing that business and seeing how great it was, I realized the profit would be much greater if I was able to manufacture the popcorn on site, and also it would lure people in because of the aroma and the ambiance. And because if you're shipping popcorn, it's great when it's just butter, but when you have caramel popcorn, it weighs a lot. And if I sell out of popcorn on a Friday and have to have an overnight delivery for Saturday morning, my popcorn expense is now three times as much, because that's what DHL and Federal Express is going to charge me. And so I had to make a decision. And about 9 months later, I shut that business down and took a one-month hiatus and researched another business, which was cell phone accessories. Not familiar with the industry, didn't realize how popular cell phone accessories could be. I then bought into a small mom-and-pop franchise for a little over $20,000, I believe it was at that time. I bought one location here in New York, and within 2 weeks, I had made back the amount of money that I had invested, and I realized that this thing makes money. So in a matter of four months, I opened up six other locations between New York, Oregon State, and Washington State. And I ran those businesses for 3 years with 20-plus employees, seven locations, and just did that continuously. Made roughly $500,000 a year doing that. And also stressed myself out because the mall rents are excessive. Then the mall hours, there's from 10 o'clock to roughly 10 o'clock at night, so 11 hours, 7 days a week. And then dealing with the employees that work with you in the mall, and oftentimes if you're not there, the cats away and the mouse definitely will play. And it became, I think it was the summer of 2008, in trying to write a better standard operating procedure in the training manual, I started writing, and I started writing my experiences. I started doing more of the teaching aspect and how to deal with sales, how to, you know, manage the business, how to holistically work with the customers in a retail environment. And it started looking more like a book as opposed to a standard operating procedure or training manual. In October, I was listening to a radio show of Michael Basden. He and I used to work at CTA back in Chicago years ago. And he had a guest on, and his guest had a manual that teaches you how to self-publish and maintain your royalties and your rights. It was January 2009, I decided to shut down my retail business and delve into writing my book, creating my publishing company, as well as creating my brand, Versi Walker, the public speaker, as well as entrepreneur. And my books
Go ahead. Books have now what?
I would say the books have now been available just since September of 2009, so not even a year yet.
Wow. Well, we know that book is blowing up. I'm sitting here. I have a question also on the switchboards. There's somebody there, and I don't want them to go away, so a caller, please do not hang up, which I doubt that you will, because this is a very, very powerful young man here that is on the show today, and I definitely want to take your question so that we can get that in. So why don't we do that now, and I'll come back with a question for you, Mr.
Perfect.
Walker. So if you just tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show, first of all, we thank you. If it's your first time tuning in, we welcome you to the show. If you're here with us each and every morning, that's great as well. Welcome back. You are listening to my interview with Mr. Versi Walker. He is the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. Here's a young man who grew up in the north and south sides of Chicago, lived about a mile away from the most notorious housing project in Chicago. And if you've done your research, if you know anything about Chicago, then you know that is a rough area. Some of us just remember the show Good Times, but we'll ask you about that a little bit later if we have time. But let's go to caller number, area code 860. You are on the air with Mr. Versi Walker and Coach Lalisa. Do you have a comment or a question?
Hello, this is Christopher Adams. And
hey, Mr. Christopher, how are you?
I'm good. I've been listening to the show. And I just want to say that book sounds very interesting. I'll definitely check it out.
Great.
I just wanted to say, I wanted to ask you, when you were getting your businesses started and writing your book, are there any tips you could give somebody that's running their business that is writing a book for, like, time management and kind of managing your time and balancing business with life, and any tips for something like that?
You know, in fact, I can, and I know Lalisa, she's actually doing a series of these where she's talking about businesses, entrepreneurship, managing time and expectations. As a business owner, you will be compelled, especially if you're really looking for success, you're going to be compelled to spend a lot of time and energy building that business and building that concept. The one thing I do highly recommend, and oftentimes I just had a desire and I just jumped out there, do your research. Know what your competitors are doing. Know what they've done wrong. Talk to people who've gone out of business in the business in which you're looking to get into or to have an aspect of your life tied to. When it comes to time management, focus in, and I talk to my children, where my daughter, and I just use this as ingredients for cooking food, she wants to worry about the chives that she's going to put on or into the meal, and I'm asking her to focus in on the meat, and I ask that you do that as well. Your logo and your brand, that's great, but the meat of it is having your licenses, to having your articles of incorporation, to having a good attorney and accountant available at your beck and call to make sure that you have no infringements or giving away your rights or violating someone else's rights. Network and talk to people and listen to shows such as this. Unfortunately for me, I didn't know that there were things available, expos and expositions, where I can go and listen to other people and they can tell me the nuances of building a business. I just really just took my heart and my desire and dove into these various aspects. And for me, They've been challenging, they've been taxing, but also fruitful. So when it comes to time management, set aside blocks of time. Even as an employee, you should not be looking at mail and emails at 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning. If that's the time where you can most reach customers, set those things aside for the noontime or later on in the day. And it would I would probably be better serving you if I knew what business that you were considering and what aspect of it to tell you how to maybe better manage your time or your expectations. But that was a good question, Christopher.
That was
awesome.
All right,
thanks a lot.
That was very awesome. And I love when you said about just the last part there about that, the whole thing about sending emails, if that's a better time for you to go out and reach your customers. And then you talked about networking. You talked about researching ahead of time, being prepared. You also talked about putting the meat in to your business, making sure that you have all the legalities and having the proper licenses and the various connections so that your business can really become a success. But, you know, in spite of it all, you know, those experiences that you have now and you have them to share. I don't know if there's any other questions or comments from the switchboards. If so, please, you know, you have to raise your hand. You know, you have this person here on the phone, Mr. Versey Walker. He's the author of Success, How Did I End Up Here? You've heard it for yourself. A dynamic background, well-educated, has the experiences, been out on the streets. Now, I know you mentioned how, you know, growing up, I read in your bio, single-parent home, living with, being raised mostly predominantly by women, and now you also have your family. Can you give some advice to a young person that's, say, around the, anywhere from, you know, ninth grade on up, that may be in the inner city, may be struggling with some of the similar things, how to really find themselves and not get caught up in, I want that fast money. I mean, obviously, it is there. We cannot pretend that it won't exist for almost every child who sees someone living next door to them and, you know, handling $1,000 a day per se or whatever, driving a Mercedes-Benz, what have you. You're going to want this too. So can you talk about, give some advice to that child so that they can do what you did?
And you know what? And I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm still very much tied to Chicago because of family members and friends. And I'm hearing the horrific number of murders that are going on within the city and that I love so much. Just in this six-month period of time, I think there's 174 murders. And also in the backdrop of that same thing, there's a gentleman by the name of Tim King who has a school called Urban Prep. He has his first graduating class of 100 individuals who, for the most part, society has given up on. They weren't going to make it. But he has now 100% high school graduation to college ratio. So he has 100% success ratio in his dynamics of his school and his concept of this prep school, which, is again, has been on everything from CNN, and I'm surprised that hopefully he's on your show soon, too. And the only thing I can really say is that you place value on yourself and don't let anyone else place value or expectations on you. We have lowered the bar so much that we no longer pull up our pants or no longer want to sit in the front of the bus. We want to run to the back of the bus, and it's become a acceptable norm, which it shouldn't be. Tim King's situation with Urban Prep should not be the exception. It should be the norm and it should be the standard. Love yourself. If you have self-love, those things that I've experienced, much of this was written by someone else. My book was favor from God. Again, I had no inclinations of ever writing a book and being a publisher. Other people saw something in me because of how I carried myself, how I felt about myself, and how I treated others, and they made recommendations and suggestions and stood in the gap oftentimes when I didn't even know that they were looking out for me or praying for me. So as young teenagers, as young adults struggling with self-esteem, struggling with gang, obesity, and other things, I say again, believe in yourself, associate yourself and surround yourself with positive, like-minded people, and do not be afraid to dream.
Right, and that's, thank you for that. And we have to get this message to these young people. I thank you for, you know, sharing that you do go back to your hometown. I pray that these inner city schools embrace you. certainly I pray that, you know, God's favor, you know, favors you so much so that you would be able to go in there, because I think it really is going to take people like yourself who've actually walked the walk, who've been on both sides. You've been on the side, you were living near and around that community where you grew up in the single-parent household right there that lets pretty much we can, you know, understand that it could have been some rough times. And now look at you, so successful. I'm just amazed. Living in this New York, that right there is enough. You have your own business. You held other businesses. So people like you have to go in to reach these young people. The teachers cannot do it by themselves.
Correct.
You know, much as we would love to have, you know, thousands and thousands of Mr. King.
Correct.
It is not possible. But we can have thousands and thousands of people like yourself.
I appreciate it. And as well as yourself.
People like Mr. Chris and other people. Mr. Chris, who's also, you know, been coming to the show. It's not his first time calling in, and he's also going to be a guest on the show because he's an expert in social networking and other things, and I can't wait to find out what those things are. So, yes, Mr. Chris, we just get you a date to come on. And, yes, we are going to be focusing on more small business things, and we only have a couple of minutes left of the show. Mr. Walker is coming back, so I just want to let those of you know who are listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening by archives, I'm sure a lot of people will. You've given out a lot of nuggets of wisdom. You have about 1 minute left. I want you to definitely share with individuals how they can directly connect with you, Mr. Walker, and attend your seminars and your coaching sessions. And because I definitely want you back, certainly to partner up and do some things with you, but also to make it available for all those listening. Take it away.
Excellent. Well, thank you. For those who want to know more about me as well as my book, you can visit my website at versiewalker.com. That's spelled V as in victory, E-R-S-I-E, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.com. And you can actually order the book directly from my website. And for those who order the book and they let me know that they listen to your show, I'm also going to throw in a 26-page business plan, and I call that the Million Dollar Mind Business Plan, as well as an MP3 version of a speech that I've done called How to Successfully Transition from Employee to Becoming a Self-Employed Business Owner. And again, the website is www.versiewalker.com.
Awesome. We're going to go to your website, run to his website, versiewalker.com. I've been on the website. Absolutely. This website, beautifully well done, very well done. Top notch, top of the line. I'm so glad that God brought you into my life. And for each and every one of you, thank you for tuning in to the Coach Alisa Show today. We'll see you back here tomorrow, the same time, 7:30. So go and have a powerful day. And thank you again, Mr. Walker. Can't thank you enough. Beautiful job.
I thank you. I thank you. And thank you to your listeners.
Hey, that's a very generous offer. I'm definitely going to take advantage of that.
We're all going to take advantage of that. I know that, and so many more. We'll connect with you all later. Have an awesome day.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Not sure if you can still hear me or not, but that was definitely a great show.
Yeah, I'm still here. I am still here. Chris, that was awesome, right? And definitely,
yeah.
Wonderful. All you need to do, Chris, is just email me which day next week that you want to be on the show, and then I'll announce it. You got Monday through.
I'll look at my schedule and get back to you about that.
Look at your schedule. Just tell me which day you're available to come on Monday through Friday, and we'll get you on, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that was an excellent show. Versity Walker, he's sounds like he has a
powerful,
great story. I'm looking forward to reading his book.
Oh, I bet. Me too. I'm looking forward to getting a copy of that business plan. That was awesome.
And
that offer,
too.
I teach
the
business.
The MP3 speech thing sounds pretty good, too. That's great to offer an extra bonus like that. That's really nice.
Powerful. And you know what? I thank you. Again, a couple of people did call in after the show, and I'm sorry that they missed it, but they can get the archives. But you know what? The wonderful thing is I teach business school, and he's right there in New York. I can't wait to bring him down to the school next semester. And, you know, I'm just so happy that, you know, just hear from social networking. So that's going to be else for you to put into your, interview, because look, this is how I met him. This is how I met you. And look at the phenomenal things that are about to break forth. Here's a person who owned, bought into a franchise, who bought a small business franchise. I mean, these are real things. And, you know, talking about that transition of how to go from working for someone else to working for yourself. A lot of people, I deal with a lot of small business people, so that's going to be very powerful.
Yeah, very inspiring. Great show. I mean, I listen to you whenever I can because I have my drive home from work. I have an hour commute. So I listen to you around 7:30. So I try to catch the show whenever I can. So,
great.
Definitely.
I'm moving to, like I said, having more guests on. I think that's going to make for more interesting content. So, it's taken me a minute, and then I'm juggling like 20 different things. So I need that whole time management piece. And I'm working without an assistant, but I probably will have one hopefully over the next week or two once I get down to the college and try to get a hold of some interns. But phenomenal job, and I can't wait to get you on and, talk about the social networking and the other things that you're doing. So please, you can email me a link to if you have a website, or I'll go to your show page and, see what else I can find out about you. And I think that's very helpful. Everybody's into social networking today. So if you have any.
You can find out all about me at ChristopherAdams.com. It's just my name. I have all my information on there, like my Blog Talk radio show and all that kind of stuff.
Wonderful.
All right, well, you have a great day.
Thank you, and you do the same, and thanks again for tuning into the show.
Yep, bye.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.